It's easy to pigeonhole love into one aspect, romantic. But Charlotte resident Devondia Roseborough is realizing there's more to it than that.
Just looking for love in all the wrong places left me promiscuous. It left me desiring and enduring anything to be loved, which resulted in a positive HIV test. And now I'm at that moment where I have embraced the fact that my life is the life that I live, and the life that I live needs to be the life that I love.
Roseborough is an AIDS advocate and a motivational speaker for young people. She jumped on the invitation to participate in the love and forgiveness discussions that the public television station WTVI is hosting. Beverly Dorn Steele is the director of education and outreach at WTVI. She invited area social workers to participate. Dorn Steele specifically asked those whose work focuses on building social capital. Social capital is the value inherent in friendships and other associations that helps groups work toward private or collective objectives.
It's not only for themselves, but it also carries on through the work that they do in the community. So it goes from the personal lives to their institutions and then to the broader community.
Dorn Steele explains this is an extension of efforts to make a dent in the lack of trust among Charlotte area residents. In a 2000 survey of 40 U.S. cities, Charlotte scored exceptionally high in faith, but at the same time, it came in 39th in the level of trust between races.
There's so much fear and dividedness in our world today, and I think people are really hungering for some positive relationships in their world, and they're hungering for the opportunity to express love and forgiveness in different ways.
That's Mickey Olivanti. She's a program officer with the Fetzer Institute, which is funding the National Love and Forgiveness Campaign. Olivanti says the idea developed right after the September 11th attacks.
We kept coming up with, what is it that we felt we needed to do to bring the topics of love and forgiveness into our daily conversation and put it on the squarely in the center of the agenda?
The Kalamazoo, Michigan-based Fetzer awarded $25,000 grants to just six PBS stations around the country, and WTVI was
friendship
one of them.
Giving. Friendship giving.
Love that transforms all understanding.
Love that transforms all understanding.
About a dozen people returned to the second discussion at WTVI studios.
Respect and humanity, and I think
led by a moderator, the group is encouraged to explore questions such as how they express love and how they'd like love to be expressed toward them. The dialogue is frank. One Caucasian participant said she had a very homogenous upbringing and didn't have any feeling one way or another toward others who didn't look like her. She noted after the first discussion, she felt a positive affinity toward African Americans. Mickey Olivanti says participants may have to be aware that this is not a one-time thing.
I've certainly heard this one before. It's that, oh, this is just, like you said, Pollyanna, and this is soft. This is hard work. Love and forgiveness is hard work, and it is not always easy to love people.
Discussion participant and Charlotte resident Josephine Washington is grappling with the challenge. She thought she had forgiven her mother, who was terminally ill 3 years ago. Washington, a human development consultant, says resentment started to surface after her mother died.
Yes, I've forgiven this person for some of the resentment that I may hold for that individual or persons, but really have I forgiven them in my heart, and have I demonstrated the forgiveness that I want to claim that I have in my head?
The weekly discussions at WTVI are scheduled through the end of March. The station is also accepting written stories about love. The campaign on love and forgiveness is designed around three documentaries on the topic. The first film, The Mystery of Love, aired on PBS stations throughout the country last month. That'll be followed by the second next year and the third to be released in 2009. The Fetzer Institute's Mickey Olivanti expects by then that the topic will be, quote, top of mind. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.